Welcome to a Juno Afternoon on Monday, September 24th, 2018. Scott Burton, your host today. I have performers from You Don't Have to Go Home, But You Can't Stay Here. They're performing at 7:30 p.m. tonight at the Elizabeth Piratrovich Hall. Everyone, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so nice to have you here. Can you guys please go down the line and introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Jody Gatti. Our department is putting this on. I work for Clinkett and Haida, Business and Economic Development Department. I'm Haida. Our family is originally from Heidelberg.
All right, thank you.
I'm Fabian Romero. I'm originally from what is now Michoacán, Mexico. I am Purépecha, and I am the daughter of Maria Ortiz and the granddaughter of Enedina Aviña and Eulalia Ortiz.
Thank you.
Ang agitadanes alagum ayira asachtakuk unangach akuk. My name is Haley Hanna alagum ayira stepatin. I'm unangach.
I'm from Akutan, Alaska. I was born and raised there, and I am Thomas Stepatin's daughter and Annette Singer's.
No hedarek idwe sixtapahitu. My name is Howie Echohawk. I am a member of the Pawnee Nation of now Oklahoma. We're not always in Oklahoma, and also an adopted member of the Athabascan people of Mentasta Village, Headwater people. Shout out to Mentasta. What's up? Hey, Lorna. And I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have all of you here. Thank you so much. And so you'll be performing tonight at 7:30. Jody, how did you find this crew?
My amazing boss, Emily Edenshaw, found them.
So I've seen it described as a play, as comedy. How would you guys describe what you do, what you're going to be doing tonight down at Elizabeth Piratrovich Hall?
Who wants to take – clearly, I'm supposed to take that. Fantastic. Well, we are not one for labels. I think that is truly – I don't think we tend to avoid a lot of those things. It functionally is sort of a variety show. The original version we did in Seattle, we had 8 different performers. Is that what we had? Yeah. I think so.
I believe so, yeah.
8 different performers. and so if you had to categorize it, it's kind of a variety show. Tonight's going to be a little different. Obviously, we only have the 3 of us from that show, and then we have Ricky Tagaban and I can't remember the name of the drum group.
Wuxi'in Dance Group?
That's the one.
Excellent.
It functions sort of as a variety show. It's kind of a refusal to call it anything because it's just we are performers that wanted to perform a thing, and we came together as a collective, and we named it Indigenized Productions. And so this is like kind of the main show that we're got going on. But yeah, there will be poetry and dance. I may do what could be misconstrued as jokes. It should be fun.
Haley Hanna, will you tell us a little bit about maybe a character or something that you perform tonight?
Yeah, I'm a traditional Unangach dancer, but I'm actually one who likes to refuse the traditional contemporary binary. So tonight I'll be doing a new piece that I made thanks to Howie, who pressured me to make a, quote, contemporary piece. In the last 2 months of my master's degree as I was finishing everything else. But I ended up saying yes, and I'm really glad I did. So I'll probably be doing one short traditional-like piece from the Unangach dance group that I dance with. And then I'll be doing a piece called Slaroch Chiranach Alakach, which means the wind is not a river. And it's an ode to the World War II internment of Unangach people, which happened here, very close. I mean, not in Juneau, but very close to us. And so I think it's a really fitting place to do this because there are so many Unangach people still here. And I even last night met some of my cousins that I'd never met before. Our grandparents are brothers. So it was just amazing to be here and to do this piece that is in a remembrance piece and sort of a it's really emotional. It's an emotional piece because it's something we don't talk about. We don't talk about the World War II internment. The Unangak people aren't ready to talk about that yet. So naturally, I dance about it.
Fabian?
Yeah, so I'm a poet, and a lot of what I write about is about settler colonialism, its effects on my people, and the way that settler colonialism and capitalism have basically pushed out my people from our land. There are still like Purépecha people down in Michoacán, Mexico, and in Central and Southern America are still, there's so many of us. And it's like one of the, we have one of the largest Purépecha, it's like one of the most spoken indigenous languages in the world. And so there's quite a few of us, yet many of us have left because there's just no work in Mexico, in Central America. There's a lot of violence there directed at indigenous peoples. And so a lot of my poetry touches on what the impact of borders, what that has done. My people were nomadic. We traveled. We came down from what is now Guatemala area to as far as where is Guadalajara. You know, so that's a pretty far distance to travel. And now traveling for my people is oftentimes out of survival, and it comes with a lot of consequences. I'm very honored to be the only non-Alaskan native here. It's a really big honor for me to share. I really do believe that I am sharing with relatives, and that there's so many stories that even though we're talking about different that the colonialism and is different, our history is different, there are instances that are so similar, and ways that when I am here with my colleagues, and when we talk about our history, is just, it feels like I'm with family, because it is so similar in a lot of ways as well. So my poetry touches on that.
Do you happen to have a sample of your poetry with you? Not to put you on the spot. And maybe I can switch over to Howie here just for a second, if I may, while you look.
Oh, sure.
Only if you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Speaking of your people being nomadic and a sense of place, Howie, I was looking at your interview with a stranger from June 4th of this year out of Seattle, and you talked about Turtle Island. Mm-hmm. For our listeners who may not know what Turtle Island is, can you tell them, please?
Sure. Turtle Island is sort of a... I guess the pan-Indigenous is like sort of one of the better ways of explaining it, a way of calling this continent that is currently called North America. I mean, there's so many different distinct Native people, right, that have their own way of calling this land and what it is. But Turtle Island has been kind of one that at least I personally have seen, and the rest of us kind of agreed is something that is sort of universal to call this area, and it connects us to each other. So it reminds us that we all are a part of this place.
Haley-Hanna, would you add to that?
Yeah, and there's a beautiful story. I think it comes from some Plains Natives, Anishinaabe and some others, about how what is known as North America became known as Turtle Island. And it's a story sort of shared across this land. And it's also a refusal to borders and to the colonial naming and refusal of settler colonialism to accept our own ethnonyms and our terms for ourselves. So it's just like Howie said, it's something that connects us.
Does that resonate with you too, Fabian?
Absolutely. I think that this is one of the powerful things about our work together, is that we are talking about the similarities. We're talking about also how now, because there are fewer of us than there was back in the day because of genocide. that we, you know, when we find each other, it's this these kinds of experiences, which I really feel like what we're providing is an experience. It's something that can't really fully be described. These kinds of experiences can take place, and they can be healing in a way, you know, to talk about, to make sense and make meaning of such suffering and sadness and grief.
Thank you. And did you have a piece you could share with us?
Yeah. So I'm going to share a part of this poem that I wrote. And I'm a PhD student at the University of Washington. And so a lot of my work, I do performance studies. So I talk about the authenticity of, or the performance of authenticity, what that means for Indigenous peoples. And part of my own uncovering of what authenticity means is looking into the history of Mexico, how Mexico as a nation came to be, and what that the authenticity of being Mexican means, and how in the creation of this term mestizo, which mestizo is kind of like metis, like it's mixed. But in Mexican, in the creation of the Mexican nation, they thought that all people were, that if they just said, yeah, we're all native and Spanish, that would resolve all racism in Mexico and just leave it at that without acknowledging the kind of harm and all of the trauma that Indigenous people lived through to survive. And also the enslavement and the fact that there were a lot of Black people, African people brought to Mexico, and they blended in, and that's never talked about. So this is about uncovering that part of my history. So it's called Three Roots. We were raised by the flowering gardens. Its thorns taught us to respect the hands that made their siblings rise out towards the sun. I knew the earth told stories. As children, we took turns climbing a rackety ladder to the tallest rooftop to look far enough into the skyline for the next sign or symbol. We were told we came from turtles. Some children said flying fish. Some tíos said we were pinche indios. Some tías, while making the tortillas, would whisper that we were actually the children of the revolution, not quite mestizo enough to be unquestionably Mexican. There was a third root, and the sun brought it out on our skin on some nights. Spend too much time in the sun, we were warned, and we couldn't pass for mestizo anymore.
Oh, thank you for sharing. So tonight, 7:30 at the Elizabeth Petrovich Hall, you can see this show. You don't have to go home, but you can stay here. A variety show.
Can't.
Oh, sorry.
Can't stay.
Can't. No, let's not confuse them. Sorry. we're trying to be clear. You don't have to go home, but think about it.
Howie, who should come tonight?
Well, that's a fantastic segue. You know, anybody who wants to see, well, first off, all the Native people should show up. We would love that. We did the secret first show of our in Seattle of our of this first one. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And it was to all Native people and people of color only. And so we obviously love our Native people. We love being connected to them because this is very much for them, it's of them, right? We wouldn't have this stuff without them. And then second, anybody who would like to be uncomfortable and unsettled and just truly deeply uncomfortable. And also anybody who likes the performing arts, because the other thing about this is that these people that I'm next to are very talented. And like I started performing because I wasn't seeing too many Native people perform in Seattle, which in, you know, I think in Seattle were no, 6% of the population. And but I know, having grown up in Alaska and being around Native people my whole life, how talented we are and how – and so you know, now that we're together and we're doing this, it's just showcasing that, that, you know, a lot of these folks, it was their first time doing any of this type of stuff. Hannah, again, this made this piece for the show, and it's like, you know, I gathered affirmations from all sorts of different people, but lots of people were saying, like, this blew them away, right? Like, they've never seen anything like it, and it was so awesome, and everybody's so talented down the row. So, yeah, if you want to see people be awesome, do that.
7:30 tonight. Jody, do you know if there are tickets left?
There are. You can buy tickets at the door for $15.
And this is at the Elizabeth Pratchevich Hall?
Correct.
All right, 7:30. Probably get there a little early. Thank you all so much for coming on the show today and spending time with us. Is there anything I'm missing, anything you'd like to add?
I do hope that LGBTQ, queer, two-spirit folks show up and say hello to me. Fabian, I would love to meet you.
Right. Me too.
Me too.
Thank you all very much.
I really don't mind where we started, where we end.